This is PodTech.net, and I'm Michael Johnson. I'm
here
with...
Welcome to Monkey Mail. You've got something to say, I've got it now. Let's get going.
And the podcast has been interrupted by a talking monkey on the screen. The person who brought it up here is Ken Hartman, who's the director of sales for Oddcast. Now, tell me a little bit about Oddcast and how long it's been around.
Oddcast started in 1999. It was started by CEO Adi Seidman. He started with primarily viral marketing applications that were anywhere from media mixers, including photo mixers, video mixers, to what we're looking at here, an actual user-generated media application, which is called the vHost Workshop. And basically what you're looking at is the ability to enable a user to get into an environment, create their own character, change the character's voice, change the character's hairstyle, change the character's shirt, and enable them to actually send the character to a friend, basically send an email message.
Now, when you're talking about characters, we are talking about sort of on-screen, actual on-screen characters, like an avatar.
Absolutely. So you can have avatars that can really be in any type of form, whether that's going to be a human photorealistic character, or you're going to have a stylized character, let's say an animated character, such as what we're looking at here, a monkey. So you can have kind of anything and everything when you think about a type of character that can be created.
How many clients do you have right now using these avatars?
Using the avatars, we have over 5,000 clients that we work with. The particular application that you're looking at here, the vHost Workshop, is used by 36 different companies in their deployments in 2005. When we think about the types of deployments that we've seen with these types of workshops, they're anywhere from automobile dealers to, of course, sites like CareerBuilder, who need, you know, to get in front of users with a viral marketing tool and application that will enable them to, of course, have fun in a very creative and energetic way and compel them to pass it on to friends and family and colleagues.
Okay, can we hear a little bit of what this character is? Now, we're on CareerBuilder.com, and we're not interviewing about CareerBuilder, we're interviewing about Oddcast.
That's right.
And this are virtual salespeople, character-driven communications, and right now CareerBuilder is using a chimp, and you can actually choose the different chimp that you can select.
That's right. So within this interface, you can choose either the boss, you can choose to be the coworker, you can choose to be the receptionist, and you simply select your character. And when you select a character, then you can basically change the headgear, whether it's
now you're changing a wig, and there's
the wig,
clothes, glasses, you know, different kinds of things. Now, he said you've got this character at a baseball game right now. Can
That's
you change
right.
the background, too, as well?
Absolutely can. You can choose the place that you'd like the character to reside in, whether
okay.
it's in an airplane, whether it's an office space, whether on a golf course.
And they're getting, basically, there's a character on the screen who also seems to be tracking your mouse as well as you go around the screen, right?
That's right. The character can follow the mouse if you so choose,
mm-hmm.
and depending on the requirement of the client, you choose not to have it.
Okay. Now, what does this character do for CareerBuilder?
Well, obviously, it fits in with their marketing message. It delivers an icon, and of course, icons can be very effective in terms of entertaining a community, and of course, being to draw attraction and have an actual memory to, of course, being within the branded environment. So, when you think about them using a chimpanzee, it's a lot of fun. So there's just a direct link, of course, to the brand and the
application. Okay. I'm here with Ken Hartman, who is the director of sales for Oddcast, and they use virtual characters in various ways. People can use them personally, I imagine, as well as advertisers are using them right now. What's some of the most popular characters that are in use right now?
Oh, well, definitely the monkey right now. It's seen, in fact, it was just reported by Marketing Sherpa, it's seen 14 million emails. So basically 14 million emails have been sent out within the last 3 months. There's been 7 million unique users, visitors to the actual site. So, the monkey is just one of the many types of characters that we've created, both custom as well as from our pool of characters. So we offer, with our vHost Studio product, we offer about 32 characters in the custom pool. But if we want to develop a custom character, for instance, we want to develop Michael Johnson, then we can certainly develop Michael Johnson for you.
Okay. Now, tell me a little bit about the vHost client. Is this something that one can download, and or is it it obviously costs something, right?
Absolutely. When we think about the vHost Studio product, the vHost Studio product is for companies to actually increase landing page conversions. It's enabling companies to integrate a vHost into a rich media ad unit. It's enabling companies to basically put a face to their brand and or product. So when we talk about the vHost Studio, there's a base cost that is associated with that. It's about a $15,000 cost for 2 million audio streams. And our products are licensed, so it's licensed for 12 months. So that's, again, the base application for a vHost Studio. Now, we also work with you in terms of the types of deployment that you need, a custom character creation, of course, and the way that it's actually integrated into the website is very easy. Basically, an embed code is created within your user interface, and that embed code is either embedded into an HTML page from the header and within the body of the actual HTML page, or if it's going to be embedded in a Flash page, we basically provide you with the Flash embed code by a click of a button, and that is then incorporated into your Flash movie, and then, of course, you serve it from there. We serve our avatars and, of course, the audio files from Oddcast.
Okay. Now, we got one on the screen. What is her name?
That's not Dana. In fact, that's Dana there. I'm not sure what her name is.
What does she have to say?
We can call her Julie. Julie can tell us a little bit about Oddcast. And we just give her 1 second here.
Based in New York City, Oddcast is a media technology company that develops conversational character products. The company's flagship product, vHost, allows businesses to create brand-appropriate online characters that intelligently interact with customers on websites, in customer service applications, e-learning systems, advertising campaigns, e-commerce environments, and on mobile devices and TV.
Now, this is one of the characters that has told us a little bit about Oddcast. And right. I notice when one is surfing Oddcast and you touch him.
Yep. You can zoom
stop
in.
Stop it.
He says, stop it. What if I touch him again? What happens?
Stop touching me.
So these characters are very interactive.
They're very much interactive. And again, we provide a suite of APIs for you to actually program your character to interact with the actual audience that you would like them to interact with.
If people want to find out a little bit more about Oddcast, where can they go?
The best way to experience Oddcast is through our website, and that's www.oddcast.com.
Why don't you spell that for us?
That's oddcast.com.
Okay. Well, it's been fascinating. I'm sure I'll run across Dana somewhere. There's a large personality staring at me from your booth here. And I've been speaking with Ken Hartman, Director of Sales for Oddcast, and thanks for being with us on the podcast today.
Thank you.